With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. No respite for Israel's prime minister from his legal troubles, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in court to continue his testimony in his ongoing trial. He's the first sitting Israeli leader to take the stand as a criminal defendant. Netanyahu's answering during his court appearances to charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A federal judge orders daily meetings with Border Patrol official Greg Bovino on the Chicago immigration crackdown.
Bovino was also ordered to produce all use of force reports from agents involved in Operation Midway Blitz since September 2nd. The ruling by Judge Sarah Ellis came after another hearing in a lawsuit by news outlets and protesters who say agents have used excessive force, including tear gas, during demonstrations against immigration sweeps. Judge Ellis expressed concern over video and other images from confrontations between agents and protesters throughout Operation Midway Blitz, which has produced more than 1,800 arrests. Ellis had previously ordered agents to wear badges and body cameras, and she's banned them from using certain riot control techniques against peaceful protesters and journalists.
Correspondent Stella Coletti reporting. Vice President J.D. Vance says he believes U.S. military members will be paid at the end of the week as the Trump administration reconfigures funding in the second longest government shutdown. The pressure to end the shutdown is taking on new urgency. Representative Lisa McClain, chair of the House Republican Conference, says this week more than any other week the consequences become impossible to ignore. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 161 points, the Nasdaq rose 190. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and culture.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that a lot of people feel that their spiritual beliefs are in conflict with the way life is lived in the United States. According to Pew, 58% of Americans say their religious views are at odds with mainstream culture. And that number is a big jump from just last year when only 48% felt this way. In the year 2000, it was 42%. Meanwhile, most people also believe that religion is gaining influence in the country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Transgenderism could be a big factor in deciding Virginia's looming gubernatorial election and legislative control in Richmond. Republican Winsome Earle Sears wants to keep transgenderism out of the public schools, while Democrat Abigail Spanberger has largely avoided the subject. The winner of the governor's race will likely have a lot to say about regulations covering trans youth in schools. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is wasting little time looking for a new Fed chair.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has confirmed the names of five candidates to replace Jerome Powell as chair of the powerful Federal Reserve next year when his term ends. Bessent said he would engage in a second round of interviews in the coming weeks and present a good slate of candidates to the president after Thanksgiving. The president again repeated his longstanding attacks on Jerome Powell, charging that he has been too slow to cut interest rates. The Fed is expected to lower its key rate Wednesday for the second time this year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The Federal Reserve will almost certainly cut its key interest rate on Wednesday and could signal it expects another cut in December as the central bank seeks to bolster hiring. A cut Wednesday would be the second this year and could benefit consumers by bringing down borrowing costs for mortgages and auto loans. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.